straight into it.
Not according to the movies I watch.
Well, you know, this isn't the movie. We'll get to it. So anyway, welcome to Unsigned 518. I'm here with Eric Ajay from Black Tongue Reverend. How's it going, gentlemen?
Hey, Andy.
Hey. Thanks for having us. We're good.
Yeah, we got two thirds of Black Tongue, and you know we're having fun. We're making jokes, and I just started recording because that's. It just seems like the right thing to do. Totally out of context.
Yeah, two out of the three of us are here today. Mike unfortunately could not make it today.
Yeah, he's a little Novocained up.
Right.
You know,
dental work.
So. Yeah, some dental stuff. I had some dental stuff 2 weeks ago. I talked about it like on the spot. Like, fucking shit sucks. Like,
it's terrible.
There's my wife walking in. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
But yeah, so two thirds of Black Tongue Reverend, and since the last time, because this will be what, your third?
Yeah.
Third time on the show. I think you might be the first three timer.
We're the first hat trick?
Yeah, I think so. Because I have some that have been on several that have been on twice, but I think you're the first.
Oh, I feel like we're in a club now. We're in a new club.
Yeah, you are.
We're the only members.
Well, you're also the homies. So, like, when you're like, hey, we want to be on the show, I'm like, yeah, come on over.
We were like an early episode, and then I went back and looked. We were on May of last year, episode 124.
Yeah, and I remember on the Halloween episode, I had Eric. Told like the little ditty about like the first time he came here, and he was like, "I'm just going to some fucking dude's house that I've never met." You know, going to some.
Oh, I definitely thought it's a chance that you could just be robbing us for our gear.
Yeah, I mean, it could be the long game.
You played that, I think, because then I sent that to you, and then I was like, 20 minutes later. I was taking a shower and I was like, no, wait, I got something better. And then I did that little song out in my shed.
No, I played them both.
Oh, you played them both?
I played them both because the episode starts with the song. Like the first thing you hear in the entire episode is the song that you wrote. And then I played the little story or whatever. Yeah,
this is an amazing culmination, guys. It really is for myself and for everyone.
But yeah, so the first two times you were on, Jason, you weren't even in the band. Let's talk about that. Like how you know, two of my favorite bands like kind of merged together, and you know.
So when it started in the wake of Under the Den, kind of taking a pause, and then working with Lonnie on Forensic Polaroids,
who was just on this last week.
Right.
His
wonderful
episode was last week.
Wonderful.
He talks great things about you, Jason.
Likewise, Lonnie is a gem. I have nothing but good things to say about that entire process and the songs that we're making together. It's beautiful. Lonnie's a beautiful soul. And so we ended up through Shortwave Radio Band meeting at the video shoot at the Jive Hive live for the video, and then that was the first time.
I had seen you play in Under the Den, but I had never actually met you before.
Okay, yeah, and then we met officially at the Jive Hive video shortwave radio
for
band
so
super
long
crew hangout for
yeah,
so
yeah,
long
yeah.
the hopeful
that was great
the yep. funnest thing ever. And then we played together. Eric was the bass player for our Impromptu birthday party Andy Palooza performance of the first single from Forensic Polaroids.
Oh, that's right.
This is so
you did AI
amazing.
Girl.
Right,
yeah.
We did AI Girl
yeah, Lonnie,
live.
Yeah, Lonnie, because Black Tongue Reverend was playing, and Lonnie hit me up like 2 days before and was like, hey, I want to play AI Girl. Can you learn it? And we're never going to practice it. You're just going to show up and play it with us.
And you did.
Yeah, and you guys fucking crushed it.
Yeah,
it was so good. Like,
it was so good.
I remember you and I looking at each other like throughout the whole thing like, damn.
It was amazing.
We're killing this.
I knew what I was doing.
Well, yeah, you played drums
and
on the recording.
It was just like a moment in time. It was beautiful. It's like what that must feel like when people do that to me. And I was like, this is crazy. So Lonnie calls me up like a month later. He's like, yeah, Eric's looking for a drummer. I was like, yeah, tell him to call me up. And the rest is like, that was like the summer of last year, right?
Yeah.
It hasn't been that long. And then here we are.
That's awesome.
Right, making this new album, releasing this new album this week, this Friday it's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And the album's called, what's the album called, Eric?
Upstate of Mind.
Upstate of Mind.
Nice. Now he beat you to it. Nice. Quick drama girl over here.
Yeah.
All right,
I was waiting to ask if your mic is too far from your face or not.
Oh, I can fix it in post.
Okay. I didn't want to be too loud either.
Oh, now you're too fucking loud.
I didn't want to be too loud.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Now you're too
loud. But I don't want to be too roomy either.
No, you're good.
I should have held it sideways.
No, you don't hold it sideways. nobody holds it sideways. So that's funny that, you know, all the fucking key moments in you joining the band, like I was basically there for.
They all revolve around you.
And had no idea.
So beautiful.
Yeah, because I remember, like, you know, I mean, Lonnie, again, was just last week talking about AI Girl. Mostly he was talking about One Hit, but and I was like, wow. And I got thinking, how did Jason join Black Tongue Revered? And I didn't realize.
That this very wonderful local scene was how just meeting people through doing cool things with bands and our friends and all of that awesome things while we play music.
Yeah, shout out to Lonnie for asking me to play on that song.
Yeah,
like, right.
Shout out to Lonnie on all things.
Yeah, and also fuck you, Lonnie, for not asking me to play on that song.
You got on One Hit though. You got on the One Hit.
I did. I'm the announcer. But
that track.
Yeah, no, we talked about that. I said on the episode with him because I just edited it like a couple hours ago, I said to him, you know, I'm like, gee, if only you had a fucking bass player, you know, like, because he was
just trying to be inclusive,
right? No, but like on the recording even, because he was like, oh yeah, Dave plays bass because like I was having trouble nailing down a bass player, and I was like, the fuck, dude.
There's another little nugget is that we recorded the drum parts for this new album with Dave Tayo.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Shit.
Yep. The only thing that we did in a proper studio, this time we did drums with Dave Tayo, and then we did the rest at my house as always.
That's awesome. Like, and I love again that just Tayo just such great work.
He's one of my favorite producers for drums, if not my favorite person I've ever worked with for drums.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean a lot of people may not know, but like drums are his first instrument. You know what I mean? He's a great guitarist, great piano, great singer, everything. But like drums are his.
And I've never seen anyone really understand how to record drums as well as he does yet. But I've only worked with like maybe like 20 different people, so not everybody.
Well, you know, 19 more than I've worked. No, 18 more than I've worked.
What's great is we have such a wealth of like good recording studios and people who also back up our industry. Around here, besides having this new wealth of bands and talent that's coming along. So like our show last week was great. 2 weeks ago was great.
Yeah. Great crowd for a Sunday afternoon.
And that was at Single Cut, was
Unified.
It? Unified. I knew it was one of the
What a great place.
Yeah.
Another gem in the just off the beaten path there.
Yeah, and the owners there, like what makes places like that so cool to play at is cuz like the owners respect the local musicians, you know what I mean?
They want us and to like, be there.
They want you to be there and are excited that you're there playing. And there's, you know, it's not like, we got these guys coming to play, you know?
Right.
Shout out to the band Sad Dads, because one of their dudes works there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then another one is at Single Cut. They've got like the brewery market.
And he also, Corey also writes for Metroland.
That's right, he does.
This is just the name drop podcast of
the year. Yeah,
so
Jesus.
Nah, I've name dropped way more. So, you know, we're talking now, has it been 6 months? When did it like solidify? We're like, and I remember the announcement, but I'm getting old and I don't remember
probably
dates.
About September of last year. I would say we're coming on to about a solid year.
Oh, wow.
You officially being in the band?
It's
probably been about a year.
About a year. Right. Yeah, we're coming on
that
to
goes to show
year.
You
our
my
anniversary, our manniversary of being this triumvirate of souls making this heavy music together.
Yeah. And a lot of that was sort of spent like, we had like a lot of this album written sort of before that, and then we kind of, you know, I think the last time we were on, we were like, yeah, we're gonna, we got a new one yeah, coming, yeah. And then you know, things happened, and so a lot of it was just like getting familiar with each other and really like letting the songs breathe with a new drummer, right. And you know, taking our time this time.
Well, so we definitely, I want to talk about the new album. I want to talk about like the process of it, and like you said, you know, it was already kind of in the works, and then things had to get rearranged. But first, let's play something. What song do you want to play first?
Let's see.
I think the first single.
Probably, yeah, first single, When the Reverend Comes to Town.
All right.
It's like a great intro song.
Cool. Well, let's listen to When the Reverend Comes to Town, Black Tongue Reverend. Then we'll be right back to talk some more with Eric and Jason of Black Tongue Reverend. That's When the Reverend Comes to Town, Black Tongue Reverend. And, you know, you guys said that there was stuff that you had to dial back and kind of, not dial back like heaviness-wise, but like had to rearrange now that you had Jason in. And, you know, while we were listening to the song, Jason, you were saying that they kind of let you go a little wild. Like, so I guess tell me the process with replacing a drummer kind of mid-fucking album.
Well, I think for this, because they had a lot of the songs like idealized,
right?
You know, it was just about me finding those right tracks, and they were very open to whatever I was interpreting the songs as, and I think we really found like what the songs are supposed to be with this process, with the producer we had, with mastering, with everything that we've gone through with this new album. Like the songs were there. I had an easy job. I just had to come in and pretty much play drums and get it tight and get it sounding where they had already envisioned these songs to be. So pretty easy. It was a pretty, you know, easy and fun experience for me to come on with so much material
and have the direction already fucking laid right out.
Pretty ready to go. It was just do it.
Yeah.
You know, grip it and rip it.
We basically had, you know, demo versions of everything ready to go. And then we just gave them all to him and said, all right, what are you going to do? You know? And
right, and then we just started practicing. Practices went very well. Shout out to Julian and Larry for letting us practice at their space over in Green Island to make a good central location for us to get together and work on this stuff in a really cool space that we could let these things breathe. And we had a lot of time before we went in to really work on it too, which was nice.
Yeah, and we've been playing a lot of these songs live. Like, we've been playing all of them live for a while. That's another big difference is, like, this is the first time we've been able to, like, really road test all these songs and, like, have them sort of take shape through that process rather than, like, last time, you know, the last actual record we did, we hadn't even played a show.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Like, we had no idea what the hell we were doing.
We played, our bands played together. It was your second show ever.
Yeah, Bound by Fate.
That's when we first played together. Yeah.
Wow.
Right? See, the homies. That's what I mean. We go fucking way back. Way back.
Yeah, that was just 3 years ago now.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, but we know what we're doing now.
Oh, yeah. It's funny how quickly you can go from like being like, what are we doing to like, I'm a fucking seasoned pro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you're doing enough shows, like 6 months, a year into it, you're like, I know what I'm doing, you know? And then it just gets tighter from there. But it's cool to be able, like for me, to be able to see bands play live and, you know, see them progress,
see the
and
progress.
Go from like, you know, these guys are pretty good to like, wow, these guys are fucking killing it, you know.
That's
what
how
I mean?
Feel about Gozer. That's how exactly how I feel about Gozer.
Yeah, same, same. Mm-hmm. They
like
you know,
wow.
Just keep getting,
you guys are really dialing it in.
Yeah,
with what you're
doing bigger shit too.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You know, playing like a live
Joe
of five
Mansman,
opening
those
for
guys.
Queensryche.
Right, yeah, all the
Queensryche, so King Buffalo, like
right.
Yeah,
so many. The list goes on around here.
So many
in all
bands.
Genres too.
Absolutely,
which is just great.
The way I met them was like a weird. Like I was just like a weird creep and went to their show that they were playing. Like that's not really a show, but they were playing the Jive Hive, and I just like showed up there and was like, "Hey, I think you guys are awesome. Our bands are probably similar. You probably haven't heard of us yet. We should be friends." And now, like,
and it probably worked, right?
Yeah, like we're really good friends now, and like we played what, like five shows together.
That's adorable.
We're doing another Jive Hive thing,
nice,
in the fall, in September, like late September, I think. We don't know what we're doing yet, but we're gonna make it like a party. So I'm telling you, it's because you know we'll want some people there in real life. You know,
oh yeah,
definitely
a good
time, shortwave party.
Yeah, I'll let you know when that is. I think we might just do the album live, you know?
Yes.
Like, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, we'll do the album live and like bring in JB.
Obviously,
to do the, like,
yeah.
JB
that
song.
Performance at your birthday party was stellar.
Dude,
just want to point that out. Not
so
to,
good.
Not to take this conversation more off of
no,
us
no,
talking
like,
about our band.
No, we can talk about whatever.
But you and I looked at each other when they were doing
so
that.
Good.
And we were like, holy
shit. I was
shit.
So wow. Fucking nervous because like he came over and we practiced. Like once, not one run through, but like, you know, he was here for
half he's masterful
hour, 40 minutes
as well. He knew what
but
he was
like,
doing.
Oh man, it was so nerve wracking to be like, don't fuck this, you know, to be like,
yeah.
I'm laying down
yeah.
the fucking baseline
yeah.
with JB. Like,
I
better not fuck this up.
And like, it was such a fun collaborate. It looked like everyone on stage was having fun. It was awesome. The vibe of that song is great. I had nothing bad to say about your guys' entire performance at that show, and a lot of because I hadn't really seen it live before. And
well, that's the one and only time it had been performed.
Like,
yeah,
to see it done like so well, it was really cool.
And like, I'll probably censor it out of this episode, but I was telling Eric before.
That's so great.
Yeah, but I'm going to edit it out so people will be like, what the fuck is so great?
Edit that out.
I'm editing it out. Oh, yeah, I'm going to edit it out.
That's so great.
It's got to be a surprise.
There's a missing minute that happens on these devices. There's
not
usually
even
a missing minute.
I'll edit it out. The power went out.
We'll just say there's a missing minute.
Oh, right.
There's a missing minute. Yeah. It happens every night.
It'll be like the ones from
we'll just forget about that as a country.
Gussapalooza. Power went out.
Oh, right. Dude, yeah. Fucking power went out. Oh, man. That's actually happening this coming weekend. I was going to go, but shit didn't work out. But I am going to still try to go next year. Gussapalooza, if you didn't know, it was this festival up in Canada that I went to. And they just, like, reached out to me and were like, hey, like, the organizers, like, hey, I fucking dig what you do. You know, come on up.
Yeah.
Like, and whatever.
No, I remember.
And I went up there for, like,
a,
you know, I was there for 3 days, 100% by myself. It was a 10-hour drive. And it was the fucking coolest time I've ever had. Like, everybody was so nice.
Canada's
and
great.
Welcoming and, like, yeah.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try to put it together for
Eric's
next
practically
year.
Canadian.
I am practically Canadian.
Right, well.
So, like, we should try to get on that.
We should.
Not Montreal, though.
Montreal.
Why?
I want to be able to understand.
Just the fucking dead stare. Like,
I used to go to that city all the time.
St. Catharines is fun when you're like 20.
Yeah, I was going
to
say
I haven't been to
St.
Catharines since
great.
I was like 20. So.
Yeah, we had some times. I'll tell you a story that definitely cannot go on the podcast. I'll tell you a Montreal story that's pretty fucking funny. But let's get back to the album. Let's get back to the album.
Yes.
So some of the songs had been written. Some of the songs had even been recorded, but are now reworked. And
Nothing had been recorded.
Oh.
Yeah, they'd been demo versions.
Gotcha. I thought
right,
you would
Chewing Stones. Chewing Stones.
We
brought back from an earlier record.
That was recorded and released on our first EP.
Tracked for the album.
No.
Gotcha. I thought you had like begun the process of recording
the
stuff and then switched halfway. Well, still. Yeah,
all right, glad we could clear the air about the process and where they were when they met me, and then we got in with Dave, and everything really came. That was a wonderful session. We got all 9 tracks done in a day on drums, and then Eric just went mad scientist. Eric and Mike went mad scientist on the rest of the of this album.
Which you record, Eric, at your house?
We did all the drums with Mike and I playing live but silently at Dave's, and then
just to give it a vibe.
And then we redid, like, we overdubbed all the bass and guitar parts at my house. We did all the vocals at my house, and then we even ended up with one song extra that will come out at some point.
That's a real opus. It's a real, you know, effort here.
Yeah, it's a real dumb song. But
just the entire album, just the process of the like the whole album, and then the extra song coming in was just, you know, a good effort, I thought.
Yeah, we planned to do vinyl, and this song wouldn't fit on if we were gonna do vinyl.
Gotcha.
So we left it off, and I made like another like sort of instrumental track to tie things over if we go.
It gets way down.
Ooh. Yeah, it gets weird. It gets heavier than we've ever been and weirder than we've ever been.
Nice. I like both of those things.
Yeah.
Well, we should hear another track from the album. So what are we going to do now?
So let's do Chewing Stones. Yes. That sort of bridges the gap between, you know, this is the song that we had done before. We thought it didn't really get a fair shake before. You know, it's too good of a song to live on forever in the form that it was. So we wanted to redo it. And and shout out to our original drummer Jeff, who the inspiration from this song came from like a 15-year-old demo tape that he played us. So
awesome.
Interesting.
All right, cool. Well, let's check out Chewing Stones, Black Tongue Reverend, and they'll be right back to wrap it up. We'll be right back. All right, that was Chewing Stones, Black Tongue Reverend. And guys, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to do this. You know, I really appreciate it. It's always cool to hang out with you guys. But before we go, I want to give you both a chance to say what I refer to as your gratitudes. So, Jason, we'll start with you.
Oh, thank you very much, Andy. Of course, first of all, thank you for having us back, having the band back, having me back into the Dazzle Den. This is always a treat to come out here and see you. Big ups to Shortwave Radio Band, to all your people and in your crew, because I love you guys and I love that everybody's doing great things around here. Big ups to all my other bands, because I'm just having an awesomely musical year this year. My band No Division, just representing in the hardcore scene, which it's so funny to me because I have a lot of friends in the hardcore scene that know nothing of these other bands that we know. And then I know a lot of our friends that know nothing of what's happening in the hardcore scene. And I never realized before now, like, how polarized those two musical scenes were in this area. And they just don't overlap ever. And it's hilarious. Except right here, I'm the zenith of the
You're
apex
the overlap.
Of it. I am the overlap. Be overlapping. And yeah, big ups to No Division. Big ups to Gordon Street. Big ups to my twin bro, and you know, just super happy to be a part of this musical journey with you guys, Eric and Mike, who could not be here. Miss you, bro, but we're doing it. And thanks, everybody. Thanks, you know, to the truth and the light. And that's about it.
Well, I gotta follow that up.
Yeah, you shouldn't have let me go
the
first.
Fucking, yeah, the truth and the light is it's a tough act to follow.
Yeah, well, the truth and the light.
I want to thank Andy. Lies and Darkness.
I was gonna try to come up with something real quick, counterpoint, but no. Thanks, Andy, for having us back. You're one of the first people I met in this music scene, and you've been very, very, very helpful throughout my whole journey, which has been, you know, it's years now.
Right.
Thank you to my wife for letting us occasionally take over the house to record stuff, and putting up with my general antics. Thank you to Jason for joining the band.
Hey, anytime.
That's been huge. We're glad to have you. Yeah, thanks to the whole music scene in this lovely capital region that we have. There's so much talent here, and it's so much fun meeting new people every day, and you know, being a part of their stories and being a part of mine.
That's awesome, Eric.
Cool.
I got to swing back around and also give it up to my wife. Since I didn't do that the first place.
I did that the first time we were on the show.
And I want to give it up to everybody who comes out and sees music and loves to watch music and loves to support local bands. I don't think we thank those people a lot, but I don't, you know, I want to make sure that we say that as well, that we love it when people show up. We love it when people show up and they're into it. We, you know, it's always really cool. Like we were talking about earlier, when venues are really into having bands, that's great. When like their staffs are really into the band showing up, that's always fun. And just thank you everybody who come out and buy shirts and buy whatever and get stickers and slap stickers wherever, you know, it all helps. It all is part of the energy of the whole thing. So
yeah,
thank you all.
We're going to play music regardless. But it's so, so, so much better when there's people there to see it.
Sometimes, yeah.
Most times.
So, they are Black Tongue Reverend. I am Andy Scullin. This is Unsigned 518. And I'll see you on the road. Unsigned 518 is produced and hosted by me, Andy Scullin. New episodes are available every week wherever you stream podcasts. If you'd like to help support the show, please like and subscribe wherever you are listening, or you could buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/unsigned518. If you would like to advertise on the show, send me an email at unsigned518@gmail.com. And to be a guest on the show, reach out to me through Instagram at unsigned518. Take care of one another, and I'll see you next week.